Welcome to the Rainforest. The forest doesn't sleep at night. Created by Robert Henderson, Tammy Lind, Michael Stevens, and Tammy Stevens. In human societies, there are people that work on the day shift and the night shift. And just like us in the rainforest, some animals are active during the day and other animals come alive in the night. As the sun sets in the rainforest, night creatures emerge from their roosts to forage for food, find mates, and work to stay alive for another night. Different plants and animals live at different levels, or vertical strata, in the rainforest. We will start at the ground level and meet some of these nocturnal creatures. At your lower right is the paca, a large rodent which has awakened after sleeping all day and is ready to forage for its diet of fruit and nuts. A shy creature, it's always on the lookout for its nighttime predators, like the boa constrictor, jaguar, and the ocelot. As we move up to the mid-level of the rainforest, insects, reptiles, and other small nocturnal mammals are coming alive at night. Night-flying moths pollinate night-blooming flowers and spread plant species through the rainforest. The kinkajou, a tree dweller and relative of the raccoon, is on the search for fruit and vegetables while other creatures sleep. During the day, it will sleep in a hollowed-out limb or tree trunk, often covering its eyes with its front feet. It occupies the same ecological niche by night that monkeys live in during the day. The kinkajou spends most of its life in the upper and middle canopy of the tropical forest. In the upper strata of the rainforest, you might see bats preying on insects, frogs, and lizards. To your upper left, you will see a full-grown ocelot on the prowl for dinner. This agile feline is adept at moving through all the strata of the rainforest to find its prey. If you look up and to your right, you can also see a tree boa snake waiting for dinner to fly by.
The Milwaukee Public Museum is proud to have on its staff Robert Henderson, curator of amphibians and reptiles, and a renowned expert on snakes. Do all boas live in rainforests?
Not all boas live in rainforests. It's one of the most wide-ranging snake species in the world, and boa constrictors occur in habitats ranging from near deserts to very, very lush tropical rainforests. Some species of boas are even pretty comfortable living in urban situations where there's a great deal of human activity. As long as there are trees for these boas to move in and they can move from tree to tree without having to descend to the ground, they actually do quite well in some situations where there's a great deal of human activity.
How does such a small snake kill its prey?
Boas, all boas, are constrictors. And what they will do is they will, once they've captured a prey item, and they may capture that prey item by waiting in one place in what we call an ambush posture, it will grab it in its jaws, which are armed with very long teeth that are used to grab the prey, and then they will throw several coils of its body around the prey, and eventually the prey item will die from suffocation or cardiac arrest.
Have you ever been bitten by a snake?
I've been bitten by tree boas hundreds and hundreds of times, and they're not venomous, and that's a very important thing to keep in mind. It's like just a mouthful of needles going into your hand. It bleeds a lot, but all you do is you wipe the blood off on your pants, and you go and you look for the next tree boa. And you got to remember that, you know, if you're bloodied by the end of the night, that means you found a lot of tree boas, and so it's been a great night.
Thank you for joining us in the rainforest at night. We hope you have enjoyed getting to know a little more about some of the nocturnal animals that live in each of the levels of the rainforest.